Grand Ole Opry time.
Train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis. When you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to meet you. I'll be right there to greet you. So don't turn down my invitation. Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day. Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'll shout hallelujah all the day. Take that night train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis. You know how I'm longing to see you. Leave at 3:57 and arrive at 11. Then I'll be shouting hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day. Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'll shout hallelujah all the day. And I'll shout hallelujah all the day.
And here he is, Rod Brashfield.
Mr. Foley, I'm a little puny tonight. I'm just a little puny. I got me a Charlie horse playing baseball last week, and I'm so mad I could eat an umpire burger. I'm telling you this one.
Well, Rod, tell me this. Why should a Charlie horse make you mad?
Well, Red, my Uncle Sipe was a-rubbing some liniment on my leg, and I says to him, I says, Uncle Sipe, that there old strong liniment is making my leg smart. Uncle Sipe says, shucks, if it makes your leg smart, let's rub a little of it on your head. Howdy, friend. It's been a pretty day today, ain't it? You know, Uncle Sipe's our baseball manager this season down home, and right off the bat, he found fault with our uniforms. He said to me, he says, Rodney, them britches of yours is skin tight. I says, Uncle Sipe, they're tighter than that. Because I can sit down in my skin, but the doggone if I can sit down in these britches. He says to me, he says, Rod, the least you could do is patch them with the same color patch as your uniform. I says, Uncle, that ain't no patch, that's me. Uncle Sipe let me alone then, started picking on my brother Boob. He says, Boob, he said Boob's pants was too big for him, and by that he is right. Boob's the only baseball player I ever seen that could slide into first base with his britches still sitting on home plate. Well, sir, we got out to the baseball field there, and I says to Uncle Sipe, I says, what kind of a baseball diamond do you call this? The first base is a clump of kookaburras, and the second base is a patch of poison ivy. Uncle Sipe says, well, Rod, it'll save a lot of arguments. My Ned, now when a feller says he touched base, he can prove it. Well, sir, we had us a practice game there with a very interesting team of opponents, the Tullahoma Bloomer Girls. The Tullahoma Bloomer Girls. And you know what? I hit me a single, a double, a triple, and a home run. But I still couldn't get the first base with their shortstop.
Folks, here's one of the most popular folk artists in the country and one of the best, Ernest Tubb.
Ernest, we've haven't laid eyes on you for 8 or 10 weeks now. What all you been doing and where you been?
Well, been out in California, Red, for a few weeks on making some personal appearances and made a few new phonograph records while I was out there,
too. Didn't you make a record while you was out there with the Andrews Sisters?
I sure did, Red, and I'd like to sing this for the Andrews Sisters right now. How about
Let's do that.
Biting my fingernails, thinking of you.
Confess it's true. I sit around twiddling my thumbs, breaking my heart in two. I'm wondering if you love me so the way you say you do. I'm biting my fingernails and thinking, dear, of you. Biting my fingernails, thinking of you. Don't love nobody else, it's funny, but it's true. Just got a feeling, maybe we're through. Biting my fingernails and thinking, dear, of you. Oh, come in, butterfly. Think before you speak how happy I would be. You'd never hurt me deep inside. You'd think the world of me. Instead you say, what dare you please, whether or not it's true. I'm biting my fingernails and thinking, dear, of you. Biting my fingernails, thinking of you. Don't love nobody else, it's funny, but it's true. Just got a feeling, maybe we're through. Biting my fingernails and thinking, dear, of you. Off on the ball again. But it's true. Just got a feeling, maybe we're due. Biting my fingernails and thinking, dear, of you.
By Ned, that there Ernest Tubb is the singingest feller I ever seen.
Yeah, and besides singing, Rod, old Ernest mighty fast on his feet, too.
Yeah, that's what I hear, Mr. Foley. And I asked Ernest if he'd ever played any baseball. You know, I thought maybe I might get him to play for us on our team. And he said, Rod, I was the fastest man that ever played baseball for the All-Star Sequatchie Skunks. I said, yeah, how fast was that? Ernest said, well, I could run the bases so fast that one day I hit a home run. And I was around first base before the people heard the crack of the bat. Then as I rounded second base, the second baseman said something to me that made me mad, so I wound up and hit the third baseman right in the catcher's mouth.
Well, go over there and sit on the bench for a couple of minutes, Rod, while Wally Fowler and the Oak Ridge Quartet sing us a medley of their fine old-time spirituals. Boy.
I'm crying, ho, I'm too alone. I'm crying, ho, I'm too alone. Now you're sure could if you only would stand on that cross.
Praise God,
when all this I got shoes, you got shoes, all I got chili, got shoes. I'm going to get a hymn, I'm going to put on the shoes. I'll walk all over God's hymn, hymn, hymn. Everybody talk about a hymn, and they go now, hymn, hymn. Oh, God, him. Oh, them golden slippers. Oh, them golden slippers. Them golden slippers. I'm flying away. Kids look so neat and neat. Oh, them golden slippers. Oh, them golden slippers. Them golden slippers. I'm flying away. Walk on the golden street.
My Lord.
My Lord's going to move this wicked race.
Said he going to move
this wicked race.
Said he going to move
this wicked race. This wicked thing. My Lord.
Lord, you're gonna move this thing and rest.
Say the boots.
Say you're gonna rest. Mother Nation shall obey, shall obey. Hey, old Mary, don't you be don't you mumble. This whole world is not your home, because Mary's finally got grounded. Hey, old Mary, don't you be.
Amazing,
amazing
grace,
how sweet the sound
that saved
a wretch like me.
I once
was lost,
was lost,
but now I'm found,
was blind,
blind, but now I see. Now do you want to be a servant for the Lord?
Run from the devil,
for the Lord,
with a fortune shovel,
for the Lord,
old back devil.
Do you want to be a servant for the Lord?
Everybody,
don't you want to go to heaven when you die? Now come on, boys, and let's go down and wear a prayer.
Go down, my leader,
wear a prayer.
You too, my little tanner,
wear a prayer.
Go down, my bear, don't
come on, boys, and let's go down and wear a prayer.
Let's all go together.
Don't you want to go to heaven when you die? Now do you want to be a servant for the Lord?
Lord, have mercy
for the Lord,
on his little children,
for the Lord,
Lord, forgive us.
Do you want to be a servant for the Lord?
Congregation,
don't you want to go to heaven when you die? Now come on, boys, and let's retire and go back home.
Go for my leader,
go back home.
You do my little tenor,
go back home.
Go for my bedroom,
come on, boys, and let's retire and go back home.
Let's all go together.
Don't you want to go to heaven when you die?
You know, by Ned Red, I have to laugh every time I take a Claude Sharp. You know, Claude, it's ain't with old Hickory.
You know him very well, Rob. Very well. Well, how come, though?
Well, Claude plays on our ball team, you know. And the other night after the ball game, he went over to see his gal. And they was a-sitting there in the parlor, sparking there in the parlor, sitting there, him and her was just sitting there in the parlor, sparking. And every time Claude would start to pucker up to kiss her, while her daddy would cough at the keyhole. Finally, Claude says to her, says, Maribel, why don't he stop watching us so I can kiss you? Why don't your daddy go on out to that big barn dance down the road? Maribel says, oh, no, Claude, no, no. Poppy's too old for that sort of thing. Claude says, well, if he keeps watching at that keyhole, I'm going to be too old for this sort of thing.
Well, before any of us get any older here, Claude Sharp and the old Hickory Singers are going to sing a chorus of Down by the Old Mill Stream, and we want everybody here to get ready to join in when we get to the second chorus. All right, fellas, tune us up on it, will you?
Down by the old mill stream, where I first met you, with your eyes of blue, dressed in given blue, it was there.
It's always mighty interesting to find out where a lot of you folks have come from to be with us here at the Opry tonight. We were talking to some folks that came all the way from way out in Oregon. Welcome, you folks, to the Opry. My goodness, we talked to some more people from Colorado. Is there any more states represented here tonight? That's a lot of fun. Virginia. Hi, I heard Virginia. Oklahoma. Arkansas. Yeah, I can hear them all. Mississippi. Georgia, as usual, we've got them here from all over this great United States of ours. So all you folks, let's join in here. What do you got here, Rob?
Kentucky, though.
Oh, somebody from Kentucky. Bless your hearts, the old home state. Well, let's all join in now, and in our best voices, sing as loud as we can so the folks back home can hear us. Sing along with the old Hickory Singers now on the second chorus of Down by the Old Mill Stream. Marvin?
You don't know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, sure. Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! I'm just proud to be here. Well, sir, I'll tell you right now, this year weather makes me feel so romantical tonight. Oh, heads, it's so full of surprises. Do you know the other night he gave me a mink outfit, two traps and a rifle? But that feller, he can ask the most embarrassing question. For instance, last night, oh, it's late, it must have been 7:30 or 8. We was a-riding in his car, and he looked over at me, and he says to me, he says, Minnie Pearl, that's my name, Minnie Pearl. He says, Minnie Pearl, how old are you? And I said, why, Hezzy, I'm looking forward to 30. He says, you must be looking in a rear-view mirror. But I'll tell you now, with such pleasant weather and Grinder Switch, the Camera Club held its annual outing this week, and we all loaded our Camrys and went out to shoot something. And Hezzy, he come along the course. Oh, Hezzy's a lover of the outdoors. He ain't so bad in the house, neither. Well, sir, after I took a bunch of pictures, it's so much fun to work with Hezzy on the film. You never know what's going to develop.
Hey, Mandy?
Yes, sir?
Hey, you got any of them our pictures, will you, that you took, them pictures you made?
Yes, sir, I have, Rodney. Look here. Here's a picture of Bedelia Broadlum.
She's kind of musical, ain't she?
Well, yeah, she is, but Rodney, how could you tell that?
Well, she's built just like a piano. Say, Minnie, what kind of picture is this?
Well, that there's a picture of Uncle Nabob leading the way through Gloomy Swamp down by Bedica's boss.
Oh, Minnie, Flitter, all I see is a hat on top of a slough of mushy mud. Where's Uncle Nabob at?
He's under the hat. Look here.
Poor old thing. He ought to get out from under.
Oh, shut up, Rodney. Now, look here.
I never heard that book.
Here's a picture. Here's a picture of Lotta Smead in a bathing suit.
Lotta Smead?
Yeah.
There sure is a lot of Lotta, ain't there? This here picture, Minnie, is good proof why so many people enjoy southern exposure.
And have a peek at this picture of Uncle Nabob standing in front of the swinging doors down at Moose Mouth Mulligan's Bar and Grill.
Yeah, I can see, Minnie Pearl, I can see the swinging doors, but I don't see Uncle Nabob.
Is he gone back inside again?
I expect he wasn't. Well, I'll declare. I never have seen such dumb people in my... He sure is the hardest man to stick a Camry on I ever seen. Mindy, here's one of your Uncle Nabob Minnie, and he's looking right down into the barrel of a big cannon. A big cannon. That there's the most natural picture I ever seen.
What makes you think it's so natural, Rodney?
Well, it looks just like he's getting ready to shoot off his face.
Well, Rodney, the best picture of the day was this herring that we took a Hezzy.
Well, now, that there's right, that there looks just like Hezzy, don't it?
Yes.
I'll declare it sure
it's
looks...
just natural.
Yeah, just right smart likeness of his face, Minnie, but yes. He sure do look funny standing there with his hands in his pocket.
Well, Brother said he'd look even funnier if he didn't have his hands in his pocket.
How come?
He forgot to put on his suspenders.
Uh-oh.
Ernest, we're not going to let you get away without hearing at least a verse and a chorus of that all-time bestseller of yours, Walking the Floor Over You.
You left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep awake, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Miss Foley, that song I've got for myself tonight is, it's a sad song. It's the saddest, and I don't think you'll be able to sing it. It's a sad.
Why, Rod, I can sing any kind of a sad song.
Well, I don't know, Red. This Sharon's real tearful. Now, it's real tearful. It was wrote by me and Boob.
Boob who? Boob who?
See there, it's got you crying already.
Oh, Rodney, you go over there and have a seat while we pay tribute to America's number one girl writer of folk songs. Her name is Miss Jennie Lou Carson. She's written a lot of beautiful songs, but I believe she topped them all when she wrote this particular song, Don't Rob Another Man's Castle. They say a man's home is his castle. He's like a king on a throne. It may be just a shack down alongside the track, but everything in it's his own. So don't think of taking his loved ones. It's written, thou shalt not steal. Don't rob another man's castle, no matter how lonesome you feel. Don't rob a man of his sunshine. You'll break his heart, don't you see? I robbed another man's castle. Now someone just stole her from me.
With Red Foley, Minnie Pearl, Rod Brasfield, the Hickory Singers, with Wally Fowler and the Oak Ridge Quartet, was originally released by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, for listeners in the United States. and rebroadcast for our servicemen and women overseas. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.